Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our Wednesday Words of Wisdom. We pick a word out of the Bible. We sort of expound on it for a while. Well, today, the word today is the word mighty, M-I-G-H-T-Y, mighty. Mighty big, mighty strong, mighty wealthy, mighty good. It's a great word. So we found some great scriptures on it. So we're going to start off here in Psalm 17, verse 7. And I think all these today are coming out of the New Living Translation. I tell people I still study the King James, but I don't speak King James. So New Living Translation, Psalm 17, verse 7, the word mighty says, show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways. By your mighty power, you rescue those who seek refuge from their enemies. Well, I like power, but I like mighty power. Because he's saying to God, your mighty power will rescue those who seek refuge from their enemies. We've all got enemies. Everybody's got somebody you're dealing with. But God said he will rescue us by his mighty power, not little wimpy power, but his mighty power. Psalm 24, verse 8. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, invincible in battle. What does that mean, invincible? He can't be defeated. I like serving a God who cannot be defeated, who's never been defeated, who will never, ever be defeated. And so he's strong and mighty. The Lord, strong and mighty. Dan, that's a great word. Psalm 52, verse 7. Psalm 52, verse 7. Look what happens to mighty warriors who do not trust in God. There's another kind of mighty that didn't work out too good. Look what happens to mighty warriors who do not trust in God. They trust their wealth. Instead, they grow more and more bold in their wickedness. Some people think their money's going to save them. Money can't save you. Only God can save you. I like money. Money's a good thing. I want to be a wise steward of my money. I want to increase. I want to leave money behind to my children and my grandchildren. But money's not God. God's God. So don't ever confuse it. Psalm 54, verse 1. Psalm 54, verse 1. Come with great power, O God, and rescue me. Defend me with your might. Defend me with your might. What's God going to defend you? God's going to defend you with his weakness. God's going to defend me with his might. And he is mighty. Nothing's mightier. So you got it made. You really got it made. Psalm 60, verse 12. Psalm 60, verse 12. With God's help, we will do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. What are you going to do? Well, whatever I do, I'm going to do big. I'm not going to do anything small. I'm going to do big. The devil works over people. Most people just trying not to fail. They're not trying to succeed. They're just trying not to fail. They're not trying to do good. They're just trying not to look stupid. I was a school administrator for 10 years, and I realized high school kids, they got such potential. They got their whole life in front of them. But many times they're just trying to not fail, trying to not look stupid, trying to look good. That's what your job is, to serve your fellow man, serve your fellow student. Leave everybody better than you find them. Jesus said, you want to be great in my kingdom? Become the servant of all people. It's an upside down pyramid. Most people, especially in high school, trying to be the first chair flute, captain of the ball team, captain of basketball, captain of football, captain of baseball. No, God said, I want you to be the servant. I want you to learn how to serve. You serve well. If you know how to serve, I'll take you to the top. God takes people who know how to serve to the top. You don't have to climb the ladder. God will put you to the top of the ladder. Oh, that's just so good. We need to take time and dwell on that sometimes. Psalm 65, verse 6. You formed the mountains by your power and armed yourself with mighty strength. Psalm 65, verse 6. You formed the mountains by your power and armed yourself with mighty strength. Not little strength, not weak strength, not kind of a little bit of strength. Mighty strength. It's a great word. It means a load, you know. It's just great. Psalm 68, verse 33. Sing to the one who rides across the ancient heavens, his mighty voice thundering from the sky. God doesn't speak small. He speaks big. Yeah, I remember when the prophet was running from God, and God was speaking to him in a still small voice. And it was just so, it is such a revelation. Psalm 77, verse 12. Psalm 77, verse 12. They're constantly in my thoughts. What is? It's talking about God. Thinking about God every day. God said, your words are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. That's why God does it. He does it to show off. Why? We'll remember him. God loves to show off. God's a show off. Why I like to split the Red Sea. Rain fire to heaven, a pillar of fire, big cloud of smoke. What is it? God's a show off. He likes doing things to get attention. God's got four angels around the throne with six wings, nine balls on every side of their head, who cry, glory, 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 to the Lord God Almighty. God loves attention. He loves honor. Matter of fact, you give him praise, enter his gates with thanksgiving, come before him with praise and singing. Whenever you come to God, don't come crying. Come with the Father. I just want to take a minute and thank you for being so good, for ordering my steps, for blessing me, getting me out of trouble, sending great labors across my path. Father, I want to thank you. God goes where he gets thanked, not where he gets cussed and cursed. Whoa. Psalm 52, verse 7. Look what happens to mighty warriors who do not trust in God. They trust in their wealth, so they grow more bold in their wickedness. It's just a great scripture. Psalm 60, verse 12. With God's help, we will do mighty things. With God's help, we will do mighty things. Psalm 71, verse 16. I will praise your mighty deeds, O sovereign Lord. I will tell everyone that you alone are just. Who's good? God, all the time, every time, without exception. Psalm 77:19. Your road led through the sea, your pathway through mighty waves, a pathway nobody knew was there. Now I've watched, movies about Moses, the first with Charlton Heston, the second one that was really good. They did a great job. The splitting of the Red Sea. Nobody ever seen that before. There were no photographs or no images. There's no picture, photo books. They'd never seen it. The Bible says in Psalm 77, it was a pathway. There was a pathway through the sea, through the Red Sea. There was a path, but nobody knew it was there. What do you mean? Well, they walked across on dry land. They didn't go through the mire and the mud. They walked across. That wind dried up that seabed. They walked across with water on the left, water on the right, but they walked across on dry land. It was a pathway through the sea. Nobody knew it was there, but it was there. There was a dry pathway through that sea that would have drowned everybody else, but there was a pathway through that sea. Now, you got to get this in you. If there was a pathway for the children of Israel several thousand years ago, don't you think there's a pathway for you and I today? Whatever you think you're in, there's nothing too big for God. Somehow, whatever you're in today, there's a pathway through it. There's a pathway out of it. God will order steps, direct paths, guide in all truth, show things to come. But we got to stay thankful. We got to stay grateful. Lord, I want to thank you. You order my steps. You direct my paths. You guide in all truth. You show me the divine favor of people like me that don't even know why. You got to start saying what God says about you, not what you're thinking. Maybe that was good. Psalm 78, verse 4. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power, and about his mighty wonders. Who are we going to tell it to? Our kids and our grandkids? We're going to tell the kids how God got us through and God got us out and God brought us through. And the other side, we thought we were going under. We thought we were going over. But no, God brought us out. It's called a testimony. You can't have a testimony unless you've been tested. great is the testimony of the blessed and the righteous. Well, you can't have a testimony unless you've been tested. Oh, that was deep. We'll get into that another time. Psalm 78, verse 6. So the next generation might know them, what the testimonies. Even the children not yet born, they in turn will teach their own children. I want to teach my children, they'll teach my grandchildren, and they'll teach my great-grandchildren about what? The goodness of God, how God saved us, filled us with the Holy Ghost, got us in the local church, ordered our steps, blessed everything we set our hand to, prospered us, overcame, healed us, brought peace of mind when there was no peace of mind. God is a good God all the time. And so you want the testimony of the Lord. I remember used to on Sunday night when I was growing up in church, we'd have testimony night about once a month where everybody got to share. And of course, it was very entertaining. Always sister so-and-so would share, and it'd be like a 20-minute testimony, like almost a sermon. Some would give short testimonies. But everybody was testifying how God had delivered them and redeemed them and blessed them and restored them and healed them. And it encouraged everybody. Well, if God did that for you, he'll do that for me. And God did that for you, he'll do that for me. God loves everybody the same. Oh, that was so good. Psalm 89, verse 6. For who in all of heaven can compare with the Lord? What mightiest angel is anything like the Lord? Now, what the psalmist is saying, listen, God's God. God made the universe, holds together by the power of his hand. There's some 90 billion known galaxies, not planets, galaxies. The Milky Way galaxy is 100,000 light years wide. Now, you say that so fast. A light year is how fast light travels. Well, light travels at 186,000 miles a second. The speed of light, you turn on a light, light travels at 186,000 miles a second. A second. A second. 186,000 miles a second. Well, our Milky Way galaxy is at 100,000 light years. Now, how fast, if light travels 186,000 miles a second, how far does light travel in a year? Well, it's booking it. Now, I'm telling you, it's just flat moving. Well, how far will it travel in 100,000 years? The Milky Way galaxy is 100,000 light years wide. And we're just one of 90 billion known galaxies. It's a really big place. When you pray, you're praying to a really big God. All things are possible to him that believes. Oh, my goodness, it's so good. Psalm 94, verse 22. But the Lord is my fortress. My God is the mighty rock where I hide. Oh, that's a good one. Psalm 103, verse 20. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listing for each of his commands. Who's angels? They carry out the plans of God. How many are there? Innumerable. You can't count them. What do? They obey the word of God. How many are there? You can't count them. They're innumerable. Oh, you just got to let that sink. Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, we got to read some scripture every day. If you just read one verse a day, that's more than most people. Read a chapter of Proverbs a day. Start your day off by reading something. Give God something to put in your, to remind you of. So I like this. Psalm 136, verse 4. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. And then the last one, Psalm 145, verse 4. Let each generation tell his children of your mighty acts, and let them proclaim your power. God's good all the time. God's a mighty God, does mighty good things. He's mighty. He's not wimpy. He's not little. He's not small. And don't ever pray someone, oh, Lord, if you just help us gather this. Look, God wants to help you more than you can imagine. God wants to do exceeding abundantly above and beyond all we can ask or think. So you can never ask too much of God. You're not going to tap heaven out, you know. You're not going to break the bank. So ask bigger. Think big. God loves to show off. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.